figure or whatever, nurses are supposed to go on the computer and trace the result and mark down what is the result. That is called techno savvy lah. You see what I mean? Otherwise, you will be technophobia. That means tengok computer pun lari. You have to learn how to trace X-ray. Now X-ray tak ada laporan ini, isn't it? You just buat X-ray, then you can go back to the ward. The doctors tengok X-ray dengan go through the computer. On this one, then they punch in, they type in the code of the patient ke, and then the apa kata, the X-ray will appear. Alright, so this is what is going to happen now. And then patient sebelum like discharge, alright, the ward can already masukkan butiran data ini dalam komputer, and then apabila berapa jam ke minit ke, the drug will be siap already. Patient masa dia discharge, selesaikan bill, terus ubat dah siap. So this is all possible because of networking lah. So this is how we're going to be working at. And thirdly, it's a useful nursing practice tool for reasoning, critical thinking and decision making. So if you have your knowledge base, it becomes your expert power. So that you look at the looker, you can say, tak boleh buat daily dressing lah this one. Because it's definitely sangat banyak discharge, you're going to buat 2-3 PDS dressing. You decide. You see what I mean? You decide now. Right? And if the doctor say, oh, kita boleh discharge patient ini nasa cukup katil. Then you say, but then yesterday or the day before, we observed this patient is walaupun okay dari segi physical, tapi mentally he's not very good. You know, he's very withdrawn, very depressed. You have the right to add in during what round? Your comments. You see what I mean? Alright, so these are the three primary reasons why you have to unveil sikit nak into why you need to know nursing theory. Alright, and ini adalah cara-cara di mana theory membantu kita as practicing nurses. We organize our patients' data. Alright, lepas kita susun kita data, kita boleh faham ini data bermaksud apa. Before the patient has to be discharged, right? Like you notice that this patient, alright, has come from a very low socioeconomic group. So in terms of buying their drug or buying their dressing, is it possible? Analyze the data. What keputusan, what nursing intervention is required? And plan your patient care. Look at the outcome, and akhirnya kita boleh ukur lah, measure or evaluate the outcome. So memang lah ada banyak. Pak Ida, have you all got the handout on this?
No.
I think I email kepada Sister Rubia. Right. So, from understanding sedikit pengenalan, introduction saya punya tentang nursing theory, bagaimana nak approach ini tajuk teori yang sangat-sangat luas. We will macam bahagikan dia kepada tiga jenis. Secara umum, iaitu nursing philosophy, models and ini theory sendiri. This is the real theory ini. Tadi ialah theory ialah dari segi ilmu, knowledge. Alright, so let's look at the first one, philosophy. Now, philosophy, I think awal-awal tahap semester 1 ni, you already heard the word philosophy, falsafah. Falsafah really maksudnya pandangan. General view, alright, of nursing that menjelaskan what is your nilai. Dan kita jawab pada soalan-soalan seperti ini. What is nursing? Now, textbook berkatakan nursing ialah caring profession, honorable profession, helping orang. Right? Nursing is a science, it's an art. This is required bakat. Not everybody lahir boleh jadi nursing. Alright, tak boleh pandai dengan nursing. Kita lahir, apa pantulan kita ada saja. Menelan, minum susu, hisap, itu ialah nombor satu untuk survival. Nombor dua, nangis saja, itu saja. Right, we have no idea what nursing is. get it? We have to be something, tetapi boleh belajar, can be learned. That's why we welcome lelaki also dalam nursing. Because it doesn't mean that women make better nurses. You also learn nursing. So itu ialah satu macam umum punya knowledge. So men also learn knowledge. There are a lot of people right, dalam satu keluarga, isteri yang tak tahu buat rumah, dia kerja. Tapi lelaki yang lebih pandai, lebih sistematik. You see not? Kalau perkahwinan ini ada masalah, mereka split, bercerai, some single mother also don't make good mothers. Single father lebih bagus. Because they learn how to look after children. You see what I mean? Alright? So this is telling you that what do you look at in nursing? So, buku kata nursing is caring, honorable, blah, blah, blah. But what is your falsafah? What is your kepercayaan, your belief nursing should be? This is what it is. Alright? Do you agree with what I say? Learning, just like you learn concept, simpati ke, empathy ke, death dying, ini semua konsep yang kita belajar from it. We are not pandai ni, macam your communication process. Alright? You think Dato' Siti Nurhaliza ialah lahir dengan begitu suara? She has to learn. Macam mana dengan Tiger Woods, main golf? It's learned, isn't it not? So, if you learn, you practice, then only you can become champion lah. So, we are here to learn. It is not kata sexist. You know, like this, oh, perempuan mesti tahu rumah tangga. Oh, I see some perempuan lagi teruk. Isn't it not? Lagi tak sistematik. Pergi dapur mereka boleh pingsan pula. You see what I mean not? So that is to tell you things can be learned. And we do not anggap, like the issue in nursing also, one very interesting subject yang menarik ialah mereka membincangkan men in nursing. You see what I mean? Why we have opened our pintu and welcome men. Dulu, men dimasukkan di nursing ialah oleh sebab apa? Kita gunakan dia punya atas tenaga dia, macam Popeye the Sailor. Oh, ada aggressive patient. Wah, ada male. Kalau tertangkap patient itu, pegang patient down. You see tak? That is panggil macam Popeye the Sailor. Brownie itu, muscle naik itu. Have you seen Popeye the Sailor cartoon itu? But now, we recognize man. Itu panggil brownie lah. Bahasa ini ada whiteboard. Brownie is B-R-A-W-N-Y. Sekarang kita ambil man as brainy. Brain juga. That's why they function in like very high profile areas. Emergency nursing, right? Trauma nursing. You see what I mean? And they can even do better than the females. You see what I mean? Alright? And lama kelamaan kita tak jaga-jaga, they will be lebih pandai daripada you. Because you know what? Some employers suka men in nursing. Pasal mereka kurang masalah. Tak ada maternity leave lah, tak ada ini. But not to beside the point. Well, what I'm saying is that they are equal with you. They are not considered they come into nursing because of their physical strength. You see lah. Nak cakap ke patient ke, patient yang berat ke, nak tenaga ke, macam OT kan. Have you been to OT posi? Yeah. Orthopedic. Naik kaki tu, where are the men? Gitu lah. So that's not going to be right. Right? Even men in nursing also, they don't have to naik kaki. They are not here to be attendance. You have satu golongan staff yang panggil attendance. Ada tak sini? Yang pembantu itu. Alright? So, nursing philosophy is sudah tahu apakah falsafah yang dikatakan dituliskan oleh tokoh-tokoh jurawat ataupun dalam buku teks. But akhirnya is what is your falsafah? Do you agree tak? Bersetuju tak? When people tell you nursing ialah a caring profession. Nursing kena tahu knowledge. Nursing is a science and art. Something like that. So this is your own. That's why some gadis calon dia masuk nursing bukan pilihannya yang pertama. dia mau khusus lain-lain, tapi semua surat balik duka cita. Akhirnya duka cita dia dan nanti. Ataupun yang ke pihak ibu bapa baik yayai dia untuk nasi. You see what I mean? Tapi after a while dia menyertai khusus satu semester dan dia like nasi. Itu yang saya panggil lah, tak kenal tak cinta lah. Lama-lama dia sudah cinta, dia kata, eh, not that bad after all lah. You see what I mean? And some people will say, look, I come from a family yang macam mankind ni lah. My mother don't know anything. My mother puteri liling dari keluarga dulu dia. Saya pun dah belajar, but now I come to nursing, I'm more systematic. I belajar obstetric, I belajar pediatric, jagaan newborn. And later on, when I have my own family, I think I can use that knowledge on my personal self. Saya tak payah ikut pantang larang yang tak betul ke, I will be using my critical thinking. I 2 bulan tak basuh rambut, boleh tahan ke? Suami pun lari dah, busuk dah. Tapi pantang larang kata tak boleh. So, what are you going to do? So, you have your own philosophy. You see what I mean? So, I see some staff kata, oh, depan dia, mother-in-law ke outlaw ke in-law ke, tak kisahlah. Dia kata tak boleh cuci, tak ada cuci. Tapi dia sudah smell nice and segar ni dengan shampoo apa this thing. You see, it's all yourself. You see or not? How you view, what is your pandangan nursing is, am I right when you say this? So what you learn belongs to you. Alright, boleh kata digunakan untuk professional perkembangan, tapi boleh juga sidetrack untuk personal development. You see what I mean? Alright, so these are the soalan kita kena tanya sendiri. Bila kita jawab pada your kepercayaan, your falsafah. Alright, orang cakap nursing is caring. Do you think that it is also a caring profession? How do you define caring? You see what I mean? Alright, so what is nursing? What do nurses do? Now, how do you jawab what do nurses do? This is memang susah sikit. What is the function of the nurse? Like, macam temu duga selalu tanya yang soalan. Nurses sambil bepen lah, mencuci orang kotor lah, macam very negative punya image. We must promote kita punya image, macam branding, you know. Macam CIMB Bank, macam. itu. Or Maybank, itu branding, nursing branding. We cannot be saying cuci kotoran itu, like, so low level, you know. And then what about nurses doing leadership role, carrying out research to find out best practice? All these are, so the best jawapan, what do nurses do when siapa tanya, what is the function of the best answer comes from Virginia Henderson. Do you remember awal-awal, one of your lecturer when I tell you, the unique function of the nurse is to assist the individual well ke atau sick, remember that? Alright, whether they're up to dying, give comfort, alright, and then we are macam an eye to the newly blind, ingat lah. A leg, macam kaki pada siapa yang baru ada amputasi kaki. And then we are to bantu sehingga dia boleh buat sendiri, dia boleh jadi independent. And masa itu dia boleh independent ya, sebab dia dapat ilmu from you ataupun dia sudah sembuh, rehabilitated. Use that, Virginia Henderson. You will never go wrong in any interview you go. You know, when people ask you what is the what function of the nurse, what do nurses do is the same way. You get it? So that is a very comprehensive punya definition. I think Virginia Henderson mulai itu penerangan way back in 1965. It took them nearly 1970 sebelum WHO dan the whole world terimakan Virginia Henderson punya definasi the function of the nurse. Try and use that because it might be very long, but just delay yang mana-mana perkataan yang what do you call that, keywords that will help you. What do nurses do? And that is also answering what is your nature of your work, what is the how do you develop your nursing practice expertise. Like, untuk ini, have you heard of Banner?
Yes.
B banner, Patricia banner yang lima tahap. You start off, ialah panggil novice. And then you got advanced beginner and all the way up, you are expert. So this is how we have classified our life. So when you are no experience, you are panggil novice. After 2-3 years, you beginning to start your advanced. So that is where it is not enough just dengan pengalaman. You have to, that time, give yourself time to rehat and relax, then you should pick up the next khusus yang rasmi. Because after you graduate from here, you are like a doctor sahaja, houseman. You are nurse generalist. That means you are only good in probably general medical nursing only. You have not perfected any expert area. That's the whole idea kita expose anda dalam 4 tahun ini atau 8 semester ini. So as you ada sikit pengalaman, apa panggil general nurse, medical nursing, surgical nursing, neuro nursing, auto nursing, ENT lah, pediatric lah, gerontology lah, theater. Just is very general. Like you tengok roster, pergi masuk keluar, pergi masuk keluar, orientation keluar, isn't it? So you are there for you to expose you to the types of healthcare, general care. But you have not identified yang mana you nak jadi pakar. You see what I'm getting at? So this is where banner kata, then you have to decide. You want to be, I am interested only in, what do you say, renal. Okay, then I go for post-basic renal, or mental health, or obstetrics. You see or not? After that, then you go into your master's, which akan lagi, alright, reinforce your knowledge in, let's say, katalah renal. You are CNS now, clinical nurse specialist. You see what I mean? And then when you do your postgrad research and everything, also in renal, that will confirm you that you are definitely expert in renal. Up to there, you are now expert. Anything renal, you are really pandai. You see what I mean? Alright, you want to know anything renal, you are the best resource personnel. Alright, kalau ada students yang kena tahu lebih renal, just maklum pada dia tahap apa, pengajian apa, she will have an idea apa aktiviti yang bersesuaian untuk tahap itu. So that is called expert sampai. Alright, so this is what nursing philosophy is. So for the timing, your philosophy that you, if I give you a piece of paper and ask you to write your philosophy, this is philosophy yang falsafah untuk sekarang 24 hari bulan Julai 2010 saja. Then after you go in and do post basic ke post ijazahan, then your philosophy will change again. You see what I mean? So your philosophy is bukan fixated, kekal untuk sekarang. You can change because you have more knowledge already. And our knowledge mesti selalu berterusan. Continuing education. That means you add on, add on, add on, add on. Add on secara rasmi means you dapat itu beasiswa ke, cuti belajar ke, lepaskan dari kerja di ward-ward and terus fokus pada pengajian. Dan lepas tu ada pemeriksaan untuk mengsirafkan that you are seorang practitioner yang selamat. That is official, sangat rasmi, sangat bersyukur lah. But if you are going for workshop, bengkel, satu hari conference, seminar, mereka akan berikan anda sejil kehadiran saja. Tetapi walaupun kehadiran itu juga tambah your ilmu. So it is still continuing education. So continuing education boleh ada dua laluan. Boleh melalui khusus rasmi ataupun dari sendiri. You see what I mean? So siapa yang buat keputusan for you recognition? Anda sendiri. You sendiri kena bertanggungjawab. That's why ini ialah syarat dari lembaga Jurat Malaysia. Setiap tahun, license practice ini akan sahaja dibaharui sekira anda boleh membuktikan kepada lembaga di Putrajaya. Ini ialah khusus continuing education, ada kaitan dengan jurawatnya, jurawatan yang calon ini, staff ini sudah menghadiri. And you have to berikan butiran itu. So lah, kalau RN, registered nurses, dia terkumpul sebanyak maybe berapa puluh kredit jam. Then only they will renew your license for practice. For pengajaran, 40 credit hours. You see why not so mengikut kumpulan? Have you heard of that? I think it's better to be ready. This is also issue. You see what I'm saying or not? See, if you are blur-blur, ataupun apa, kita selalu gunakan ini MCC, mongcaca. You know what mongcaca? Blur-blur, tak tahu. Oh, ya kak? Ya kak? Bila? Bila? Then very sorry lah, my friend, you are really terbelakang. You don't know what's happening. You have to be aware, sedar. Have your ears open, your eyes open. That's why Tuhan very good, give us dua orifice dengar. Satu orifice tak dengar baik, satu lagi boleh masuk data. And tafsir di sini, mata dua biji. Ini tak tengok baik, ini dua boleh baik. Dua lagi baik, isn't it? Tapi mulut satu. So that when you open your mouth, it must be scientific. That means it must be evidence, not khabar-khabar angin. You know what I mean? Like you talk over coffee talk table. Coffee talk table semua tak ada basis ni kan. Eh, dengar dia ini, dengar ini. Ini panggil apa? Grapevine. Have you heard of it? Grapevine? In pengurusan tak? But grapevine pun ada sikit sumber betul juga. Ada orang cakap apa, kalau tak ada asap lah. Ada api je tu kan. So, some tak khabar. So, but whatever it is, what I'm telling you, this credit point is telling you the importance of continuing education. Alright? So much about that, philosophy. Now, if you look at Masih philosophy, what is the time we start? Just give me a few minutes, then we have a rehat. Nightingale's philosophy, we have to go back to our founder, yang mewakili the beginning of professional nursing. Beliau yang tanya soalan ini, what it is and what it is not. Maksudnya, what is nursing and what is not nursing? Because last time they plong everything nurses kena buat. Nursing kena jaga orang satu lah. Tapi patient kotorkan lantai pasal muntah, also nursing kena mop floor. Right? Then bila toilet dirty, pengarah datang, smelling. Nurses, why don't you clean the toilet? Apa lagi ni? Kalau macam ni, Mas katakan, jurawat pakai banyak topi. Isn't it? Tapi baik saya ambil semua orang punya gaji. That doesn't work. You see what I mean? Now, you tell the attendant, kalau anda cuti sakit, saya pun ambil kerja tugas you tau dah. Kalau tak ada orang ganti. Tapi kalau saya cuci sakit, boleh tak you beri ubat kepada patient saya? They're not turn around. You see what I mean? Not? Alright? So, Nightingale punya falsafah say we must also have a jelas punya perbezaan, distinction antara apa maksudnya medicine dan apa maksudnya nursing. That's why we have to clarify lah. Nursing is concerned with health rather than illness. When it become illness, ini ialah tanggungjawab perubatan doktor. We are more interested in health, jagaan kesihatan. So what if you already be diagnosed diabetes? Itu ialah tanggungjawab doktor. Jagaan orang yang dengan diabetes ialah kita punya bidang. You see what we are here? Alright? Like, satu, katalah pesakit pediatrik yang masuk untuk AGE. Apa AGE? Acute gastroenteritis. Ciri-biri, sampai dehydration, kena masuk ward untuk IV. The doctor's ward round will kata diagnosis AGE. Okay, resuscitate dengan intravena. IO chart, lebih kurang itu saja, then bye-bye, dia keluar dari ward. Besok jumpa lagi. And masa itu, siapa yang dengan patient? You are the one that see that the drip is elok ke, tak ada phlebitis, tak ada bengkak. Alright, and then make sure the patient gula drink, you tengok dia ciri ada baik, you bagi ubat yang telah diprescribekan. So all this is concerned with making the patient cepat sembuh, isn't it? Alright, so Nightingale punya philosophy sets nursing principles. Say no, this won't do, we have to be very sure, otherwise we'll be doing doctors punya kerja. Alright, and on top of that, bila kita bagi syarahan kepada jurawat, kita tak boleh pakai syarahan yang serupa dengan doktor. lain dipanggil apa mini lecture doctor punya. Tak boleh. We have to asingkan, ini ialah kandungan ajaran khas untuk jururawat. Kita kena berusaha rajin siapkan slide yang betul untuk golongan jururawat. Not pinjam slide dari doktor punya lecture yang masuk sini. Dental student punya. You see what I mean? Alright? Sometimes I see some lecturers come in and say, tak apa, ignore inilah, ini for medical student yang ini. Ignore ini, apa ignore ini? That means they're using the same slide yang untuk itu punya pelajar. So it must be tailor-made, individualized for nursing. Just like we individualize our nursing care. You see it? Alright? So, and we use the Nightingale's philosophy in practice, meaning to say, health of patients are related to surroundings. Because Nightingale used the very basic benda saja. Dia tak payah sophisticated ni, mahal-mahal ni. He just say, look at the sekitaran. It is sesak, tak ada tingkap buka untuk aliran udara yang elok, lampu semua gelap-gelap, dia tak ada macam ceria, macam mana orang sakit mau motivasi nak jadi baik. So she said like that. Then you have to promote rehat, bising-bising, tak ada masa pelawat masuk, how are patients going to rest? You see what I mean? Then, that's what she said. Emphasize on ventilation, makanan yang seimbangan, kebersihan, rehat, protection of patients from possible harm. Just looking at Nightingale punya practice, sendirilah reflect, imbas balik. Masa kecil, anda sakit, tak pergi sekolah. Macam mana perawatan mak ke atau nenek anda, atau siapa yang jaga you? You will sleep, isn't it? And when you bangun, di dapur sudah siap makanan for you. Nasi ke, bubur ke, isn't it? Something ringan, bukan nasi lemak macam, isn't it? Something yang berat macam ni. Why? Because sajian ini ialah muda dihadapkan. Lagipun dia bagi sikit ikan dalam itu dengan sos saja cukup lah. Isn't it lah? Right? And that is what it means. Something like small, feeding, kerap macam ini. So that you can rest, you can rehat. Sistem penghadaman tak payah kerja kuat. Metabolisme, isn't it? Then you rehat. Tak ada orang kacau you, tak ada orang suruh you apa sapu rumah ke, cuci kain, semua dibuat untuk you. Alright? So, nurses kena sedarlah kepentingan persekitaran baik yang ada kaitan dengan kesihatan ataupun recovery from illness. So, this is how Nightingale philosophy in practice ialah memang sangat common sense saja. Jadi, nak? So, you bagi seorang pesakit persekitaran yang macam ini indah. Alright? Good ventilation, kebersihan, tak ada cicak lari sini sana, serangga tu lambat di atas bumi, semua tak ada. Then you bagi dia makanan sikit amount tapi kerap. Then kawasan ceria sikit, taruh poster yang cantik sikit-sikit. So that dia menggalakkan orang yang sakit pun nak motivasi dia cepat nak jadi baik balik ke masyarakat. See what I mean? And some more also didn't write the book. Nightingale pun kata orang yang jaga itu orang yang sakit. Macam kita lah jururawat. Kita pun mesti melayani orang itu dengan perkataan yang betul. Caring. Berkomunikasi betul. Berpakaian betul. Right? Sendiri pun nampak sihat. Can you imagine jururawat datang tengok jaga you pucat. Until the patient kata, nurse, you nampak lagi sakit daripada saya lah. You see what I mean? So you have to look after yourself so that you look like you want the patient to macam tiru you. Oh, I want to be like that nurse. Tengok dia kuat, dia sihat. You see anak? Taruhlah sikit makeup pun kalau sangat pucat, kalau macam mana lah you buat. This is very important. So it is this simple common sense. And for that, tell you, Nightingale lah, Florence Nightingale tak payah fotokan dia punya tangan dengan all this hospital work. Because she is herself seorang gadis yang dari keluarga yang kaya, yang termasuk dalam masa peperangan itu. But she took the interest because that time was a lot of peperangan, and then she tengok all this and she just tinggalkan all her harta benda semua and go and sleep with the guy. See what I mean? Alright? Okay, that's, we can rehat sebentar. Kita selesai dengan Nightingale dengan philosophy. I take you through one more, lebih modern punya, ialah Hamilton. Okay? So, mana jam itu? So, can we take 10 minutes cukup tak? Okay lah, we take about 5 minutes, then after that, we stop at 10 o'clock for your rehat tengah jam.
Oh.